SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Quickest 180 minutes in sports. Talk radio, level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, SiriusXM channel 159. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates back in a couple of moments. I'm just thinking about the totals today. I don't know if it was just in my head, but it seems to me like the overs really, really, really cashed in. Let's do a quick check here. All right, Michigan, Colorado State, over. Providence, South Dakota, under. It's 1-1. We went under in Boise State. That's 1-2 to the under. Baylor goes under. That's 1-3 to the under. But it starts to pick up. Tennessee goes over 2-3. All right. Iowa goes under 2-4. Gonzaga goes over 3-4. North Carolina goes over 4-4. New Mexico, UConn goes over. That's 5-4 to the over. St. Peter's goes over 6-4 to the over. St. Mary's goes over 7-4 to the over. San Diego State and Creighton 8-4 to the over. Arkansas, Vermont over 9-4 to the over. Murray State 10-4 to the over. Like I told you, it was an over fest. UCLA under 10-5. And Kansas to the under 10-6. 10-6. So overs went 10-6 today. And you'll notice, a couple of the games, it was like, oh, the higher scoring game didn't go, and then the lower scoring. My point is, like, look what happened today when we talked about it on Game Time Decisions tonight. They said, man, the total for the Creighton-San Diego State game is 120.5. I said, man, I'm taking the over. Oh, I don't know. I saw people, Michigan and Colorado. Oh, Colorado State, I don't know about the over, I don't know. That game should have sailed over, actually. It got weird at the end, but it did get there. It did end up going over the number, nevertheless. So 10-6 to the over on the day. 10-6. We'll get Matthias's picks. We're going to go game by game for all the early games that are on before we're on at 6 o'clock Eastern. Can't really give you props right now, but it's starting to come together for me. But I really, it's not like I haven't capped the board yet. I really do. Like, I live in like sort of a hour by hour thing. I live hour by hour in my real life, but I really do, like, people ask me, what do you like on Saturday, this or that? I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like, Julio's talking about Barcelona games on Sunday and stuff. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? I'm still waiting to get paid for all my props tonight. And my new concern is Loyola Chicago and Ohio State. And I'll tell you what. I was not flip-flopping. I never really made an official decision on this game. It was one of those games I sort of stored it. I was like, I'll get to it after. And, well, after is now. And I got to go with Loyola Chicago here. I'd like to say he's a Big Ten guy. Wow, you know, the Big Ten this and Big Ten that. Ohio State aren't a good bet. You know, they're a football school. They're okay. Loyola Chicago are going to be fired up for this game, and I think it'll work. I think it'll wear them out. Ohio State have lost 4 of their last 5 games. The late night anger management class. It's level 3. Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Who you got? Are you ready for some more insanity? Are you ready for some more madness? As the madness continues in the morning, we've talked about what happened today. We know what happened today. One team we didn't talk a lot about, though, was UConn. You know, so Iowa are out, Kentucky are out, UConn are out. Wow. And a hell of a performance by New Mexico State. And I tell you what, New Mexico State are a dangerous team moving forward. You know, you can just, you know what I mean? They're one of these teams that they're not intimidated by bigger programs. And one of these teams is going to catch fire. We'll try to identify which ones it is. But very impressive performance today by New Mexico State. I tip my cap to them. They hadn't won a tournament game since like 1993 or something. It was 12 in a row, right? They always make it, but they always lose. Sister Jean and Loyola Chicago. And I was thinking about St. Peter's. They got Loyola Chicago as Sister Jean. St. Peter's needs Brother John. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, they got to roll out. Like, they got to bring out, like, a priest. He's got to wave, be an old dude, ideally in a wheelchair. Who's that? That's Brother John, not Sister Jean. You imagine Loyola Chicago and St. Peter's? I never contemplated them playing each other. I don't even know the same bracket. Never really thought about it, but I never really thought about Murray State playing St. Peter's either. But, yeah, Loyola Chicago and Ohio State are first up, and it's a tough game. They're all tough. It is what it is. So, like I said, I'm not here to, I don't know about this. I don't know this. I'm not worried about, like, padding my record or what people are going to say. Oh, he told us this. I don't care. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to bet. And I'm betting Loyola Chicago in this game. People talk about Loyola Chicago not being as good as they were the other teams, but it doesn't matter. Who cares? Like, they're not playing the teams that they played from years ago anyways either. You know, the style that they play is, I don't understand it personally. Like me, you know what I mean? You know, listen, I've been watching basketball a long time, and I was resistant to Loyola Chicago in the sense that I was like, come on, man. Like, you know, so what? They milk the clock and stuff. They're only going to score 52 points. So, like, how can we not beat these guys? Right? Like, I mean, just anybody. Like, just from a basketball standpoint. Yet, it works. It works. What they do is the closest thing to, like, the old school Villanovas and Princetons and NC States. Like, when we talk about how college basketball used to be. That's the way it was, man. How the hell do you think Valvano beat Georgetown? It wasn't by getting into a track meet with them, I'll tell you that. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager?
Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give him $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Bet. Well, I don't know. St. Peter's just beat Kentucky. Maybe Carol Channing can beat Mike Tyson. The Late Night Anger Management Class. The great Mike Tyson. I am Gabriel Morenci. The great Gabriel Morenci. And the great Carol Channing. All right. I'm not as great as Mike Tyson. But I like to see Mike Tyson pick the props like I did today. I like to see. Is he ever fighting Paul or what? But nevertheless, let's get back to the basketball. Loyola Chicago. Loyola Chicago and Ohio State. This game, I was just talking interesting. So I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut, loudest station in the nation, and we're trying to make it the loudest. Not too loud. I popped my mic earlier. I was so loud. I was raging during one of the games. Well, yeah, it's only happened a few times. It happened after the Bills lost once in the playoffs. It's happened, I don't know, 2-3 times maybe? Where that's when I know, like, all right, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. So I brought up earlier, there's six. We talked about it's 10-6 to the over today. And a lot of the lower scoring, you'd be like, oh, there's no way in hell San Diego State and Creighton are going to score. They did. They do. Right? And it's modern college basketball now. These kids can shoot, man. Even the teams that aren't very good, well, they all shoot so many threes. So even if they're not really hitting them, they're still going to hit a bunch of them. Right? And if they're hot, then it's going to go over. So it's just interesting. You think, you know, and even I was thinking, I'm like, man, my old Chicago Ohio State, this game has like 62-60 type thing. You know what I mean? Like low 60s. One team, you know, 60-57 wouldn't surprise me. But at the same point in time, I don't bet unders. And, you know, it's over or pass for me with game when it comes to college basketball. And listen, Loyola Chicago are 17-14 to the over on the year. They're actually an over team. Ohio State are 18-12 to the over on the year. I like Loyola Chicago in this game. I think they will frustrate Ohio State. Ohio State don't have the highest basketball IQ. They're not a great shooting team. They lost 4 of their last 5 games coming into this. They're not hot. Sometimes cold teams go on a little bit of a run here, but not only did they lose, and Matthias, you followed the Big Ten. they lost to bad teams as well. Not just Michigan, but you know what I mean? Like Ohio State, they're not that good this year. They've been over. Ohio State basketball is always overrated. It is. And you know, unless you know when they were pretty good, bro, and they were freaking annoying. I hated them. Nice guy, hell of a player and stuff. Aaron Kraft. Right, remember that team? So they had Aaron Kraft.
He hustled, Gabe.
Yeah, he was good. Greg Odom was on one of those teams years ago. Whatever, all those. You know what I mean? They had a few. Who else is on that team? It was Aaron Kraft and someone. They were a couple of good guys. They were okay. But they, you know what I mean? They're always sort of overrated. Like, they're not, like, on Michigan's level of basketball, bro. You know what I mean? Like, Ohio State doesn't make it to Final Fours. They don't make it to title games. They get hyped up. They get hyped up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're all Ohio State.
They got hyped up last year as well. Last year, they got thrown out in the
They lost round. To Oral Roberts. Was it Oral Roberts? Yeah, it was Oral Roberts.
It was Oral Roberts.
Yeah, they lost to Oral Roberts. I think they'd lose again, bro. Loyola Chicago beat them. Who are you
taking?
The last
big win that Ohio State had was February 24th on the road in Champaign, Illinois. They beat them 86-83. You know, can they do that again?
And Illinois are flaky.
They are flaky. You're right. They are. But I think Ohio State's missing a big piece in Kyle Young. You know, Kyle Young put up 18 points, 6 for 7 field goals off the bench for Ohio State. He hasn't been playing for them lately. You know, he wasn't even in the box score in the last game. You know, that's a big piece. You just can't replace those points. And like you said, Loyola Chicago is a good basketball team, but they got a bunch of versatility. When you look at their roster, you got 5 different guys that can score the basketball.
Yeah, and you know what? They don't turn the ball over, bro. They milk the shot clock. They hit their free throws. It's just the type of, it's white guy ball. It's like YMCA ball. You know what I'm saying? I played in the NBA Hoop It Up and stuff. And I remember, like, there was a team. It was the same thing, man. It was like 4 white guys. And we're standing there and before the game, and they're all friendly. Like, everyone else was kind of hostile, a lot of smack talking, you know what I mean? Like you would expect. These guys were all like, sort of, hey, it's a pleasure to meet you. And like, we were like nearly fighting with everyone else. These guys come up and they're like, oh, you know, these other people take it too seriously. And, you know, we're just here to have some fun and stuff. That's what they told us, Matthias, right? Bro, and then they took off their, like, jacket and stuff. They had the same uniforms on. like, oh, yeah, you guys are here for fun, huh? I swear to God, bro. Like, we played against sort of, like, more street ball team, Matthias, like, in the tournament. And it was first to 15, right? In the NBA Hoop It Up, it's first to 15. Like, we lost, like, 15-12, 15-10, you know what I mean? No, it was 16, first to 16. These guys, Matthias, beat us 16-3.
Quick work.
You know why? Pick and rolls, backdoor cuts, screens. You know what I mean? Like, we were used to that. Yeah, I was running into screen. I'm like, what the hell is that? A screen? I've seen it on TV, but I don't know if it's ever done it on the street to me. Right? Like,
your teammates aren't even calling it out. They're not even letting you know. Screen left, screen right.
No, they don't know. We all got elbowed in the face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like going up, they were boxing us out. Boom, boom. And it was bad. It was bad, bad. Like, we were like, and it was like, man, that was embarrassing. And we lost 16-3. I think it might have been 4. I think we might have scored 4. It was 16-4, I think. And it was humiliating. Like, there was, like, a lot of people watching. It was embarrassing, bro. And the worst part is, so there was, like, the first game, Matthias. So we got smoked by these guys, all right? And there's a bunch of brothers and stuff dunking on people, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, we just lost to these guys. What's going to happen, when we play the next team, man?
What's going to happen next?
I'm like, oh, my God, right? And like, so then we're not next up. It's the guys that just beat us against these, like, the name of the team, just give me the damn ball. So you know what they were like, right? They had Laker jerseys, but it said, give me the damn ball instead. Remember the Keyshawn Johnson? Give me the damn ball. So these guys had Laker jerseys, give me the damn ball. And they played the white guys that beat us 16-4. And the white guys, Matthias, lost like 16-5 to them, okay?
And then, athleticism is a nasty thing.
And then they're like, you guys are up next. And then it's us against them, right? And I'm like, oh, man. Bro. 16-9 in a hard-fought battle, bro. And that's, you know what?
Effort.
By the end of it, they wanted to fight. Like, I pissed them off so much and stuff. I called one of the guys Fat Boy and stuff. He's kind of a chunky guy. I said, I don't miss the free throw, eh, fat boy? Like I was like, he told me.
Shot outside after the.
That's what he told me. He goes, if Keith Van Horn was there, he was the honorary guy. He goes, if Keith Van Horn, and we weren't in public, he goes, I'll get you. And he told me, he goes, I'll find you on the street, huh? Like he threatened me and stuff. I said, yeah, whatever. And I was a little nervous and stuff. He's a big dude, but. I was trying to win, Matthias, right? And I realized it was getting in his head. I really did piss him off for real. So then I started talking to his teammates. And they beat us. And, like, they smack talk at the end of it. And get the hell out of here. You guys suck and all that stuff. And I told him point blank, Matthias, I said, I'll see your ass on Sunday in the final. They all started laughing and stuff like that. And just like you talked about, Matthias, with Murray State, the white dudes got bounced from the tournament somehow, from someone else. I don't know how, but they lost. And we actually played a team worse than us, Matthias. And this is actually, I'm not proud, this is a sleaze thing. It was first to 16 or 20 minutes, Matthias. We sat on the ball. We got the lead. They were like, come on, man, you can't just kill, like, the 20 minutes. And I told my buddies, I was like, dude, I said, we're up, like, 13-10, man. There's only, like, 4 minutes left. I said, we just have to kill 4 minutes. Wild days. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team. Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
Late night anger match because we got to get to the basketball picks, but I know people in the chat were laughing their ass off about the story. And so, yeah, so I told the guy, I said, I'll see you Sunday. And they're laughing. They're like, you guys suck. And they're like, yeah. And they told us too, like, you guys couldn't beat the kids. And they pointed at, like, the kids playing type thing. Like, it was said there were more, like, the language is more colorful. And it was real. And I had a buddy on my team who wanted to fight them. And I'm running my mouth. And it was just like, it was hostile and stuff. I told you guys the story. Keith Van Horn was there. And Keith Van Horn said that we were the worst sports out of any city on the NBA tour he'd seen on the Hoop It Up, Matthias. I'm actually proud of that. Like he said, he goes, you guys are the worst, like, against everything this tournament stands for. And
you should
we actually,
proud.
We got scolded by Keith Van Horn. I swear to God, Keith Van Horn stood there in front of us. And he stopped the game. Because I remember I told you, I got my nose broken. My nose was bleeding, and I gargled the blood, and I spit it at the guy's feet on the court. And then they were like, all right, it's getting out of hand. Because I'm spitting blood at people, and I'm bleeding. Dude, I slapped the guy in the face accidentally. So, like, you know what I mean? I reached out, whatever, but I did it really hard. So, like, I sort of swatted for the ball, Matthias, you know what I'm saying? Except I hit the guy in the face.
I know exactly what you're saying.
He wasn't happy about it. Right? And he told me, like, sort of, he said, I'm going to get you. Because there was a referee, and the referee's like, hey, foul. And he told me, hey, you know, freeze or whatever. And I said, hey, sorry, buddy. And buddy was talking so much smack, I didn't really care. I was like, yeah, well, I wasn't scared of him either. So I was like, yeah, whatever. I said, you know. So he told me, I'm going to get you. And then right away, Matthias, like, as soon as we started playing, bro, he just punched me in the nose. Like, boom. He just punched me. Like, bam. Right? He just bam.
That's how you keep a gangster.
He got me. Except I freaked him out because when he punched me, my nose went all sideways and stuff. But I just sort of, it wasn't the first time. I've had my nose broken a few times. So I was like, yeah, whatever. I just sort of pushed it back. And I swear, true story. I didn't swallow the blood. I sort of like mouthwash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had all this blood pouring on, and I had the blood, and I just spit it at his feet. Poof. There was all that blood at his feet.
I'm surprised he didn't get dropped, honestly. That's crazy. He got dropped.
And he told me. And then he complained to the referee. He said, this guy's crazy, man. And I had blood all over me, so they didn't want to come near me in the pain as much. So I was flying in with layups, Matthias, and stuff. I had blood all over my shirt, and I kept wiping my nose with blood. And like, I got blood everywhere. They're freaking out. Van Horn's like, you guys are the worst. And I told a story once before with Van Horn. The other year was even nuttier. The next year got really crazy. But, like, Van Horn scolds us and stuff. And without missing a beat, man, one of the guys on my team looks at Keith Van Horn, true story, and says to him, you were really good in college, but you've been a bust in the NBA. I swear to God, that's what one of my buddies said to him. Without miss, like he wasn't even listening to getting him yelling at us. My buddy just goes, he goes, you were great with the Utes, man. But he goes, not so much with the Nets. I look over, I'm like, I can't believe you just said this to Keith Van Horn. And Van Horn just sort of he walked away and stuff. It's the best. We have about that Keith Van Horn, man.
While this is going on, your nose is profusively bleeding while your buddy is trying to bully Keith Van Horn.
Oh, yeah, Van Horn standing there, you guys are embarrassment. He really let us have it.
You're just bleeding out of your nose.
So you know what we did, Matthias? So I didn't like losing and get my nose broken and stuff. So I got a ringer. I got a ringer. We literally got a crack dealer from Baltimore. Right? Like, this guy Cabal, he went to school, but he got kicked out for like dealing drugs or something. I didn't know the guy. We paid him. I paid the guy $100 on the street. Like, I swear to God, I played pickup ball with the guy, and I knew. And I knew he was like a dealer type dude and stuff. And he was like real gangster. And I said, you know what? I said, we're going to go gangster this year. We're going to show up. You know what I mean? So we showed up, man. We had this dude from Baltimore. We were showing up for a fight this time, man. We show up. We were better, except Buddy lost it, and he punted the ball, Matthias, like a football on a bad call. He literally said, you mother, and he took the basketball and he punted it. Right? And the thing is, bro, there's like 20 games, 50 games going on. There's courts everywhere, right? So the ball bounced through everyone's court. Everyone had to stop. So our ball bounces like 40 yards through the air. And we're just watching flying through the air. And we're like, oh, I...
new guy, crack dealer.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking... I got my nose broken. Now, here we go.
What a pickup.
I was like, here we go.
Who brought the drama queen?
it was too good. And I should note, too, we got into a fight with each other. Me and two of our teammates, we all started blaming each other when we lost and stuff. For real, though, like we were like, we threw a basketball at each other and stuff like that. Like, it's like, yeah, maybe
like
you want to play.
Fire.
Maybe you want to play. Like, yeah. No, like we were horrible teammates, Matthias. Like after it wasn't like good game, it was like, well, we came close. It was like, yeah, maybe if he didn't miss so many shots, you know what I mean? Like all of us.
If he didn't suck, we would have won.
Yeah, no, all of us were like, well, maybe you didn't get beat by your man all night, we would have won. Like we were horrible.
Damn ball.
We were horrible teammates. It was funny. I remember I was like, all right, let's chill out and blaze one. And we'd go, we'd stop, and we'd calm down for like 5 minutes, and we'd all high five. All right. Like the other teams were looking at us like we were crazy, because you know what I mean? You've been there, but I'm sure you've been there. Like our team, like we'd go from fighting each other to hugging each other. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, it was really emotional. It was some funny ass stuff.
Good for you. I stopped
playing because of that. Like, I was like, nah, man. And another thing, like...
freaking nose broken, Gabe. I would have stopped playing, too. Like, that ain't cheap, son.
So, I swear, as God is my witness, all right, on my mother's grave, and I wouldn't just say that. So, dude, it's been, like, 25 years. 25 years, Matthias, like, whatever. It was when it was Gimme the Damn Ball and the Knicks and Allen Houston and all that. I was wearing Knicks shorts. And, like, the Raptors didn't even exist yet. Right? It's like early 90s type thing. Whatever the hell it was. Like, 1999, whatever. But the Raptors just were created, you know what I mean? And, we're playing.
The fact that you spit blood at some brother's feet in the 90s and you didn't get dropped was the biggest victory ever, man. That's crazy, because in the 90s, if you did that, you'd get in a fight.
Yeah, but so that guy, I don't remember what he looks like. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I literally could be in an elevator with the guy and I wouldn't know. Like, if I made eye contact, but the dude that I called Fat Boy and his teammates, his teammate, Matthias, I swear, I was at a funeral like a couple of years ago, bro, and I was back there. I was in a mall, and I'm going up an escalator, and he's coming down like we crawled or whatever. Our eyes locked. Our eyes locked. 25 years later, 27 years later, Matthias, our eyes locked. And I look, dude, I'm bald. I look completely different. He looked at me, and he just sort of froze. And he's all older and fatter and stuff, and he froze. And I stop, and I look, and I just said, I go, yo, what's up, man? And he just can't help but grin. And he goes, oh, man, he just sort of swore. He goes, man. He goes, man, and he just sort of said, hey, we beat you pretty good, huh? And he's going down. And I'm like, yeah, like, it's been 25 years later, eye contact, he remembered me, bro. And the last thing about this is the guy that I call Fat, I walked into a pickup game, and don't forget, he told me if he ever sees me on the street, he's going to kill me, right? So I walk in, bouncing a basketball, Matthias, into a park, toof, 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 one night. I don't see him, bro. Like, I walk right up. And I sit down on the bench like I'm next to be, you know what I mean, in the rotation. I sort of, yeah. And he looks over and he's like, mother, whatever, bro. And he looks over and I'm like, oh my God. And he insulted.
You always wonder how that's going to go, right? It's like, yeah. Oh, part two.
he insulted me for a few minutes. Like, he's like, man, you, and he's like, we beat you, and he's going off. And I told him, I said, I didn't mean to, I said, I didn't see you. I didn't mean to, like, try to roll in here on you. And I said, you think I wouldn't roll? Like, I said, I told him, I said, I'll leave, bro, I'll leave. He's like, nah, we're good. Like, it was just one of those street ball things, you know. But that's why I really love the movie White Man Can't Jump, because I played in that stuff where, like, people go to the car, Matthias, and it ain't to get their license, you know what I'm saying? So, like, no, I used to see it, man. I used to play in the project, and dudes would have stuff in their house, right? And I know, like, as soon as I'd see someone sort of disappear for a minute, I would tell people, bro, man, buddy just went to get his knife, eh? I'm just letting you know. Like, you know what I mean? And we'd leave. Like, so many times. We got into a big fight once with a juvenile jail that was on a day pass, Matthias, too. I started a brawl with a bunch of juvenile delinquents. The kid stepped on my new shoes. Shot. I told him, you do that again.
He stabbed.
I told him, you do that again, kid. And he did it again. So whatever, dude. I did what happened to me. I elbowed him. I just sort of gave him a forearm to the face. And like I said, I had to stop playing. Like, it brought out the worst in me. and it was fun. You know, it was competitive. But the thing is, like, we used to play like this with each other. Like, my buddy, our teammates, like, he broke my friend's arm. Like, my friend hacked my buddy's forearm so hard he broke his forearm. And we all went to the hospital together, and they got into a fight in the hospital hallway over his watch. He's like, I don't even care about my arm, but you're going to pay for my watch. I was like, man, we got to stop playing basketball, guys. It's just like, well, we're in the hospital together here, all right? Like, we got to stop. We used to play for money, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Right.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pencil players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. All right, enough about me, although it was a funny story. Good stuff. Let's get to the picks here. So, Loyola, Chicago. If I talked you out of making a mistake and taking Ohio State, we're Michigan men. We're Michigan men. We got to bet against them. You know how angered you're going to be, Matias, if you bet on Ohio State and they lose? Trust me, I've been there. I've done it.
I ain't doing it.
Exactly. I'd rather just lose with Loyola Chicago. At this point, I'll be like, all right. Although I do think E.J. Liddell, not Chuck, E.J. Liddell can go over 17.5, but let's not get into the props now. I will have plenty of props. Follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. All right, next game up here, Matias. Jacksonville State and Auburn. We're seeing a couple of these big-time teams are going to get all they can handle, and a couple are going to blow them out. Jacksonville State don't suck. Remember, though, they didn't even qualify, though. Remember, they didn't win their division. They didn't win their conference tournament, but they did win the regular season title. So they are a decent team. I tell you, some people think they're going to hang around here. I'm just going to pass. I've learned these games, bro. I don't want any part of these games. I don't know. I don't like them enough either way. I don't like them enough to take the points, and I don't like Auburn enough to lay the points. I'm going to bypass this one. I'll play in-game probably. Maybe a look at the total. I'll break it down later overnight, but I don't feel this game.
The game's tough, Gabe. 15-plus points, Auburn. They are a good shooting team, though. That's the thing. Like, I feel like these teams that are based with athletes and big rebounders and will pound you in the paint, those are the teams that are having a tougher time winning against these types of schools that could really give them a run for their money. But if you could shoot the basketball and if you have that type of talent, you know, I think that the games kind of take care of themselves along the way, especially in the second half.
The thing is with Auburn, though, they're not playing very good basketball, right? They're money burners. They've been burning money. Now you got to lay a ton of points with them, right? The early games, it's sort of like today I like the early games, and the afternoon was a little bit of a lull, and I like the night. Tomorrow it sort of stumbles out of the gate here with these big spread games and stuff that I'm not, you know, overly in love with. I will take Loyola Chicago. I'm kind of, you know, I think I might talk myself into the over of that game. With Jacksonville State and Auburn, it's one of those weird games. Montana State, Texas Tech, another one. It's a lot of points for Texas Tech to be laying, I'll tell you that, but I don't love it. I am intrigued by Yale getting 17 points.
It's a lot of points.
It is. Like, I think they can hang. I think they can hang here with Purdue. We're seeing the Big Ten, Matias. Big Ten teams are lucky to win games, bro. You want to lay 17 points with a Big Ten team right now? You know what Yale's going to do, bro. Like, Yale's going to hit some shots. They're not going to turn the ball over. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to have the same talent. They're going to get out-talented and skilled. I get it. But are they going to get out-skilled by 18 points? Look, I don't know about that. I'm taking Yale, bro. I'm going to the Ivy Leagues. Yale.
I like Purdue a lot, but I can't give them that many points. I'd go with Yale as well, but at the same time, there's just so much talent on Purdue. They got Williams coming off the bench, and that guy could start at the five for about 75% of all these schools playing in the tournament.
Blah, blah. They all have talent. I get it. But I'll tell you another thing about Purdue. All right, and I get it. It's against the Big Ten, but who have they blown out? Right, they beat Michigan State by 5. They beat Penn State by 8. Penn State aren't great, bro. They beat Penn State by 8. They beat Indiana by 2. They lost by 3 to Wisconsin. When they beat, they got blown. They lost 68-65 to Michigan State. When they beat Rutgers by 12. They beat Northwestern by 6. They beat Maryland by 1. Maryland are not a good team. That game was actually at Purdue, February 13th, not that long ago. Maryland, it was 62-61 against Maryland. They got smashed by Michigan 82-58. You see where I'm going here, Matias? Like, where are the Purdue, massive Purdue wins? You know what I mean? And I get it.
Absolutely.
It's not Big Ten. I get it. You're playing an Ivy League team now, but it's a 40-minute game, neutral court, and you're asking them to win by 18. And in the horse racing industry, as we call it, you need a clean ride, Matias. You know, Purdue's going to have to come out and smoke them.
Yale has a strong history in the tournament of playing teams tough. They're not a team that's going to fall over and just, you know, you're going to beat us down by 25. We're happy to be here. They usually get some good basketball players. And they're
no, they milk the clock. Right. They'll pass the ball around the top of the key and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that's another thing, too. Yale are smart also. They're Yale. So yeah, it's not like Yale's going to come in here thinking, yeah, let's run and gun here with Purdue. No, they're going to try to slow it down. I'm taking the points. I'm taking, like, the other ones, I don't like the underdogs much, but I will take a shot when I consider the combination of Purdue. I watch them a lot. I don't trust them. We know about their defensive deficiencies. Hell, Jerry Palm's not even picking them to advance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, past the second round.
Yale. After what we learned from today, 16.5 points is a lot of points, and these games are going to be tight. You know, Kentucky's out of this tournament right now. Iowa is out of this tournament right now.
I'm a Michigan fan. So are you. Would you lay 16 with Michigan tomorrow against these guys? If we were playing Yale, I wouldn't.
No, absolutely not.
And we smashed Purdue last time we played them. I'm just saying, like, I'm Yale. I'm going with Yale. Yale. And I tell you what, this next one, I got a feeling this one's close too, Matthias. Delaware, the Blue Hens. Like, I know it sounds crazy. They're going to hang around this one.
Good, but they're not that good.
They're another one. Exactly, bro. What are Villanova going to do? They're going to score 60 points or something all year. Yeah, 67 points or whatever the hell. And you got now you got to win by this many points. Delaware, regional team from the area, so they're going to be extra. You get that extra little jump we saw with St. Peter's today. And I tell you what, you got Jameer Nelson Jr. on this team, bro. Kid can ball, right? Like, they've got guys that can put the ball in the bucket. They're not going to be intimidated by Villanova. They won't be. They're not as good. Don't pretend. But, you know, listen, as we just saw today, guys, it's not about who's better, right? It's about what's going to happen in a 40-minute game. I'm rolling the dice, bro. Give me Delaware plus the points to go along with Yale plus the points.
I'm with you, Gabe, and you know what? I think UConn could give us some help here. You know, UConn against New Mexico State, the second-best team in Villanova's conference was UConn, you know, and look what happened to them. They're out. They're not playing basketball anymore. New Mexico State beat them down, and therefore New Mexico State could probably play with Villanova as well. So I'm thinking Delaware can as well.
Yeah, I'm not fighting. A lot of people, oh, you guys are crazy, I'm sure, listening right now. But did you watch today? If you think that's the only upset's going to happen in there, you know what I mean?
The same people would have made fun of us about saying, oh, New Mexico State should beat UConn. New Mexico State should hang around. Have you seen those beasts down low?
No,
the tournament.
Yeah, that one, no, but we didn't say St. Peter's. We didn't say Richmond was going to win the game outright, right? Like, we can go on and see, upset
City. We were close to saying Akron. We were that close to saying Akron over UCLA, but UCLA pulled it out of their butt.
That one I regret I left on the table. I didn't bet it. I won the two props that I bet, and I lost the total. All right, so this next game, now we got a real game here, not one of these big spread games. It's kind of a tough one. People are they're going back and forth. Listen, Larrinaga is a great coach. Miami are a very good road team. That's one thing, you know, these are road games. So that's one thing about the Miami Hurricanes is they've shown an impressive ability to win away from home. So this game's in South Carolina, and so it's actually a tougher spot for USC to be in. I think USC win, though. I don't love it, but my gut tells me the USC Trojans are going to win this game. I don't love it, though. You know what? I could change my mind, so I'm not going to give you a pick on this one right now. I don't trust USC, but I kind of think they're going to win, but I don't trust them. The fact that it's in, you know, I got to go with Miami. I can't trust USC on the road in South Carolina. It's essentially a road game. Miami have that sort of tournament, and I like the road aspect that Miami are good on the road, too, on a neutral court. I think Miami, even though it's an ACC team, that they're tougher. Like I said, I had USC in my bracket, but I didn't put the bet in or anything like that. When push comes to shove here, though, Matthias, I think the Canes will find a way to beat the Trojans.
You know, it's a tough game. Like you said, it's definitely a toss-up. You know, I like USC. I'm pretty much on the same page as you with this. I like USC. I put them in all my brackets, actually. I didn't have Miami going in there at all, but the location does make that's a big difference. You know, USC had to travel all the way down to the other side of the country pretty much.
Yeah.
And they haven't played in how many days? You know, I'm putting that into account, too.
That's a good
point,
too.
Under in this game.
But the thing is, USC are good. Side. Like, they've only really lost to Arizona and UCLA. You know what I mean? Like, they've had a good year.
Though, too, you know? Miami showed some life in that ACC tournament. They're no pushover.
And Larrinaga and those guys, they've been here before, bro. It's got to be, I don't want to pick on the West Coast, but it's got to be Miami there. Like I said, these are, you know, sort of like we spent so much time on the first games. I haven't really done these games yet. I sort of looked at them, but, you know what I mean? I was all about today. Like, I got to jump in tonight. We got Alabama and Notre Dame. Listen, everybody wants to pick Notre Dame here. Every time one of these play-in teams, they always advance. So Indiana didn't. Now, this game's in California as well, San Diego. That was a bad spot. Now, they do have an extra, you know, it was a bad spot for Indiana, right? As we saw, man, playing in Dayton and having to go to Portland, they fell apart. You know, that's the whole thing. Everyone wants to pick Notre Dame in this game. I'm weary of it. I don't think they're going to win the game outright.
Indiana showed us today why you shouldn't pick, you know, Notre Dame. The Indiana's legs were done with 5 minutes to go in that first half, and they wanted no part of that game. Trace Jackson looked like he was in hell.
And Indiana won easily, actually. Look at Notre Dame. That was a gut-wrenching, crazy-ass game.
Overtime game, Gabe. Yeah. Overtime. They played 5 more minutes.
Was it double overtime? I think he went to triple, I think. Like, yeah. I did. I think it was double overtime. Like, and like you said, now they're going to San Diego. Not a great spot for them. Texas and Virginia Tech, I'm sticking to my guns. I think the Texas Longhorns are soft. I think they're going to find a way to screw it up. And we talk about the 11-6 stuff, and the 11s always beat the 6s. We saw it today with Michigan. What was the other 11-6 game today? Let me see the 11-6 game. What was the other one? What the hell was it?
I'm looking for it, too.
Was there no 6 game today because of the play and stuff?
There is no 11-6.
Yeah, that's it. There was no. This is the 11-6. I don't know. Yeah, okay. There it is. I was confused by that. Illinois and Chattanooga. No, we're going to be on the air for that 6:50. So the last one up is, I'm going with Virginia Tech. So as it is now, the picks I like. I like Loyola Chicago, yes. I like Yale plus the points, yes. Delaware plus the points, yes. Miami USC is just such a toss up, man. So we'll get back, whatever. I like Virginia Tech. And then we'll get into some totals here as well. And like I said, follow me on Twitter at Sports Rage. As soon as this show's over, I'm going to get down to business here. I'll put Perry Mason on TV and in the background.
Do you like TCU against Seton Hall? I like TCU against Seton Hall. I think TCU is a tough team. I don't think Seton Hall is very tough. If the TCU proved to me that they play Jamie Dixon basketball, and that's they're not going to give up in the game. They're going to rebound, and they're going to play a lot of defense. And that's why they beat Texas. That's why they beat good teams in the Big 12.
Seton Hall are shorthanded. Seton Hall generally lose these type of games as well. Where's this game being played? Seton Hall and San Diego. So they got to go all the way from Jersey. All the way from Jersey out to San Diego. TCU are a very good rebounding team, which I like that. I like good rebounding teams in tournaments like this, but they don't shoot the... they turn the ball over all the time. TCU are very sloppy with the basketball. They do turn the ball over a lot. But, yeah, I'd lean TCU here. I'll go with TCU. All this love for Colgate, too. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
3-minute warning. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Really was, once again, this evening. Tomorrow, Rob Vino, Tony Finn will be kicking with us. All right, so like I said, I can't stress. Follow me on Twitter, at Sports Rage. I'll post all the picks. Like I said, I haven't, we studied the Thursday games over and over and over and over and over and over and over, right? Because it was like, those are the first games up. I've got some catching up to do right now. But I've always said this. If you're hot, it's good to overnight cap. If you're cold, it's not. Right? Like, if you had a bad night and stuff, I got to start looking at tomorrow's games. And, like, sort of take a step back. But if you're hot, you're feeling it, you're like, all right, put the bets in now. You know what I mean? Like, pretend the games are coming up now type of thing when you're in that rhythm. All right? So, like I said, follow me on Twitter at Sports Rage. But as you can tell, I'm going with some dogs. We're going to be on at 6 o'clock Eastern. Quickly, as far as the night card is concerned tomorrow, I do like Michigan State against Davidson. It should be noted that Tom Izzo, 23 tournament appearances, Tom Izzo, he's only lost 6 times in the first game. So, like, 17, he's only lost 6 times out of 23. I don't expect him to lose. I think they'll beat Davidson. Davidson are good. All right, listen, Davidson lost to Richmond, and we saw Richmond, Richmond come ball. Davidson come ball, but so can Michigan State in a tournament setting. I like the Spartans there, and like I said, I'm going with a lot of upsets. And the other one is, I know everybody, LSU this, LSU that. There's a reason why it's only 4 points. I think Iowa State are the play. Iowa State are the play in this game. People act like the Cyclones, like, should they, whatever. We can get into the seeding and who should be here and then whatever. Guys, the Iowa State Cyclones are a 20-12 basketball team, huh? Michigan are 17-14. Iowa State should have. They're 20-12. Iowa State. Like, they've got some nice wins on the season. They got some bad losses. They got some nice wins. And, oh, yeah, LSU fired their coach last weekend. It's kind of strange, but they didn't even suspend it last year. All right, we're going to crush it again tomorrow. See you at 6 o'clock Eastern. Follow me on Twitter. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.